Good morning. So I had heard right before Mass that there were members of the Notre Dame Club. Are they here this morning? Just you guys? You're representing the entire university?
Me too, Father. Me too.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. You know where Notre Dame is. It's about 2,000 miles east of SC, right? Actually, I spent time in both schools, so I'm a fan of both. It's really beautiful. But where do you live? Oh, you're right here in Whittier. Okay. Well, you know, I'm glad that you're from Whittier, but actually it would have been better if you had said someplace else because of today's gospel. You know, the gospel today says that Jesus goes to his hometown of Nazareth. He goes to his hometown, and he is not able to do any miracles there. Everywhere else he does these miracles, except when he goes back to his hometown. It's kind of a sad story about what happened there. This gospel has always been very, very personally meaningful to me because for a number of years I did have the very rare experience before I came here to St. Bruno. I was actually the pastor of my hometown in Thousand Oaks, California, where I grew up. I returned as pastor of my hometown. When I went there on the first Sunday, I said, you know, I'm glad to be back here in my hometown, but before I came back here, I was doing one or two miracles a week, and now, done, nothing. So it is a sad story that Jesus goes to, of all places you think there where he would be welcomed, and in his hometown, nothing happens. It does kind of show the importance of cooperation, that Jesus cannot do a miracle against people's will, that it does involve cooperation, it does involve a collaboration and kind of working together, that he's not going to impose himself, that it does depend on people's faith. But why is it that the people reacted that way? Well, unfortunately, at that time, when you were born into a specific socioeconomic class, and that you stayed in that class all of your life. You never moved up or down. Wherever you were born, that's where you stayed all your life. That's kind of counterintuitive to us. We always hope that our children will get a better life than ours and their grandchildren will have a better life than ours, that people will always rise and be prosperous. But in the time of Jesus, wherever you started out, that's where you stayed. And you only socialized, you only made friends, you only connected, you only communicated, you only talked to people in your own group. You would never talk above or below. By the way, one of the really revolutionary aspects of Christianity was it was the very first time in the history of the world that people of all different groups would assemble together for Mass. When people gathered for Mass, there would be all levels represented there. And that had never happened before except with the advent of Sunday Mass. I mean, you can imagine at the time of Jesus, you would even have SC and Notre Dame fans in the same place. So that was really quite remarkable. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, you can see it in the passage in the gospel when Jesus is able to do these miraculous things and they say, is this not the carpenter's son? Why is he dealing with us? He should be dealing only with other carpenters. Is this not the person of this family? What is he doing these remarkable things? He should be level at his same level. So they miss out on the wisdom and the miracles of our Lord. What a tragedy. All the things that Jesus had to offer, wisdom, insights, teachings, and especially cures and miracles, they miss out on. And they don't get to have the opportunity to benefit from them. And Jesus moves on to other places. That actually happens more often than we think, actually, because what the gospel says is that wisdom can be found anywhere, even among people in our own level, even among people in our hometown, even among people closest to us. You know, you might remember there's a very famous animation company in America called Pixar. You know Pixar? They did all the Toy Story movies and Finding Nemo, they kind of invented computerized animation. And they really were on the cutting edge of that, and Disney brought them up, and they really are one of the most creative, innovative, and imaginative companies in history. And they have developed and created so many brand new techniques for computerized animation. And I was reading a book about the origin of the company. It's called Creativity. And the founder of the company had an interesting philosophy, had an interesting company-wide slogan. And it wasn't just a slogan on the wall. It was actually something that was actualized on a daily basis by himself and everyone in the company. And it was simply this: a good idea can come from anyone, anywhere, at any time. Just think about that. A good idea can come from anyone, anywhere, at any time. And so when everyone came to work at Pixar, they paid attention to everybody, whether it was the janitor, the secretary, the window washer, or the CEO, because they believed that wisdom or an insight or a creative idea or the next big thing could come from anyone, anywhere, at any time. And when they actually actualized that, they made a fortune and became one of the most, you know, fun places to work. And I think Jesus is making the same point in today's gospel, that when we artificially close ourselves off to someone, I can't listen to you because you're from my hometown. I can't listen to you because you're from a different socioeconomic level. I can't listen to you because you're from a different university. When we close ourselves off that way, we are missing out, like the people of Nazareth, on all of the good things that may come, even from the people closest to us. So let's keep our eyes and ears open today. You never know where that great insight will come. Because one of the things that this gospel teaches is that there is never a time that God is not speaking to us. There's never a time that he's not offering his grace. There's never a time that he's not offering wisdom. We are the ones who close our ears. We are the ones who stop listening. So let the motto of a good Catholic, let the motto of a good St. Bruno parishioner, let the motto of a good Christian be that our eyes and ears are open all the time so that we can always hear the wisdom that God has for us, and it may come from the people right next to you, and it will certainly come from the prayers at this Mass.